Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Gunzo OG just making a video about pillars of the community. Well, let's go. Yes, friends. Hopefully, you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. I'm just right here going to do a quick video because I have a lot of stuff on my plate and I didn't think I was going to do a video, but let's see. Yes, friends. I see a lot of fucking people doing some retarded fucking shit. I just did something retarded myself right there. Well, anyways, let me bring up some clips showing the world's retardation, right? Well, let's go for it. Yeah, look at this young little Asian beauty. Yeah, she was right there with the Girl Scouts, and she was right there, and guess who mugged her? Guess. Just take a wild guess. Yes, that's right, niggers. Yes, well, I'm so sorry, my little sweet girl. You got your ass rocked by niggers. Well, let's see what she has to say, right?
To the people who stole my Girl Scout cookies outside of the Albertsons on Chapman Avenue today at 1 p.m., I hope you're happy ruining a highly ranked Girl Scout's ambitions.
All right, sweet pea, what were your ambitions? Was it you wanted money for a breast implants or some Botox or some bullshit? Yeah, sure, the Girl Scouts. It's pretty fucking funny that we used to have the Boy Scouts, but now they call them the Scouts because they let girls inside the Boy Scouts. So it's like, what the fuck? Yes, I'm sorry that you got your ass beat, but I just wanted to say that about the Boy Scouts. That is bullshit. I used to be a Boy Scout back in the day, but now it's the Scouts. So do you want your kids to join that shit? I'd rather not. And I don't know, why don't they let boys join the Girl Scouts? Yeah, why not, right? So they could become the Scouts too. Anyways, let's continue.
For your information, the Scout that you stole from was on her way to being promoted from a junior Girl Scout to a cadet.
Okay, is that like becoming a Grand Wizard or some shit? Do you get special powers? Huh? I don't know. Do you get your own little fucking slave you get to use and abuse? Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't know. Well, let's continue, I guess.
And also earning her very first Cookie Collaborator badge.
What? You're a fucking collaborator? You're a sympathizer or some shit? What the fuck? You better be careful. You don't want them to find out who you are and then they arrest you and you get deported or something. Anyways, let's continue.
Just remember that your actions have consequences. And I hope you one day learn to live by the Girl Scout promise.
Well, you'd be lucky that these fucking people, all they do is they took your money and they give you a black eye. Yeah, they could have took you up to a bush and raped you. Yeah, why not? You're young and tender. I'm sure your pussy's nice and tender and tasty and shit. So, yeah, do you think these people give a fuck? No! So, be lucky you just escaped with a fucking broken eye. Or black eye, I should say, not broken. But who knows? People are fucking degenerates. Anyways, let's continue.
On my honor, I will try to serve God and our country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Oh, that's so cute. Women talking about honor and stuff, like it means anything to them. Yes, I know she's a little girl, but she's gonna grow up to be a whore. Who knows? Knowing how girls are nowadays, she probably knows how to suck a dick already in this young, tender age. I don't know. Do I care? Nope. Anyways, let's continue. Yes, here you go. Here's another nigger paragon. Yes, this lovely lady. Yeah, I can't say she's lovely. Gross. Yeah, fucking niggers are ugly as creatures. Look at that fucking nose. It looks like a giant fucking vacuum cleaner. Just like, God damn it. I thought Jews had big noses, but fucking A, what the hell are these fucking things? Well, anyways, this fucking bitch is doing stupid shit, and guess where? In Walmart. So let's watch.
Currently in Walmart, trying to just get something real quick. I want to notice how long it takes for somebody to acknowledge my presence.
Is there any way that there's some way you can acknowledge my presence and move the fuck out of the way so I can get some chicken?
Bitch, you already got your acknowledgement. Now get the fuck out of the way. You know that fucking you're just in the way bothering people. Yeah, why do you need to make your stupid little videos? Do you think you're important or something? No, you're not, bitch. Out of the way. Just saying. Anyways, let's continue.
You can suck my dick.
I guess.
Okay? Yeah.
This ugly ass bitch. I bet this fucking bitch does have a big ass fucking nigger dick, right? Ugly ass fucking nigger bitch. I bet she's a lesbian, don't you think? She might be. Fucking creep. She kind of looks like fucking, what's her name, Whoopi Goldberg. What a gross ass fucking nigger bitch. Both of them are fucking stupid. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg is getting fucking busted because she was in the Epstein files and... yeah, enjoy that, you fucking bitch. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Get the fuck out of my fucking face, bitch. The fuck out of here. Yeah, come back later, bitch.
It's funny that niggers act like this, and they wonder why people don't fucking like them.
Oh, I'm a nigger. People hate me.
Well, yeah, you do some dumbass shit, so you need to get the fuck out of here. Stop being a fucking loser. But you won't. Let's continue. What can I say? Niggers are stupid. They do stupid shit and expect you to give them all these cash and prizes. It's because they're used to it. They fucking cry and complain, and here you go fucking giving them fucking all these cash and prizes. Stop being stupid. Just saying. But yeah, look at this fucking nigger bitch. She's fucking crying because she's deaf, and the cop couldn't fucking tell that she was fucking deaf. So she's all crying and complaining. Let's watch.
This is the beginning of the live stream.
But why does she have to do it?
Dre's daughter questions the officer why her mom is being told to get out of the car.
Well, my little kid, in case you haven't noticed, you people are niggers. And traditionally, niggers do stupid shit. They do nigger shit, so that's why the cop pulled your mama over. Yeah, your mom is a fucking creep and a freak, and you're right here doing stupid shit. And because you're niggers, you're gonna start using your nigger skin color tone, whatever, to fucking grift. Yes, don't you notice that black people, all they do is fucking grift? Yeah, but fuck, you bring it up and that's racist! Yeah, niggers are taking a lot of fucking plays from the Jewish playbook. Yeah, what the fuck, man? It's some bullshit. But fucking whatever, right? When you see these things fucking work, of course you're gonna start adopting these fucking things. Yeah, but whatever. Let's continue. Fuck these people, my opinion.
I don't know why I'm really being pulled over and he's interrogating me. I'm black, I'm deaf, George Floyd just happened.
Ow.
Well, what's the reason you get pulled over? You know? Yeah. If you're deaf, that means you can't hear, right? Right? So, if you can't hear, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Can you hear sounds? I don't know, because mute doesn't have nothing to do with you driving, but I don't know. Maybe deaf and mute are two different things. That's what I thought, but I don't know. Let's continue.
Ow, come on.
The police officer pulled my arm, yes. Yeah, he pulled my arm. And I was like, whoa, why? I have never experienced anything like that before in all of my life.
Get used to it, bitch. You're black. You're gonna get pulled over. Especially that you were doing stupid shit. Were you obeying the fucking laws? Did you run a red light or something? Yeah, what the fuck were you doing? Were you talking on the phone? Yes, what kind of bullshit are you doing? Yeah, you're using an excuse that you're a fucking black, a woman, and you're fucking disabled to fucking get away from the fucking ticket or whatever the fuck you're trying to do. Yes, this ain't fucking racism or nothing like this. It's just some bitch trying to get away from a fucking parking ticket or whatever. But let's continue.
Officer also instructs her 11-year-old twins to get out.
I'll have you come with me so you can talk.
Dre says it only got worse as she couldn't communicate with the officer.
Well, guess what? Not everybody knows fucking sign language. I don't either. Even though I got a cousin that's deaf and mute. I don't give a fuck about that stupid bitch. Yeah, she's fucking stupid. She uses her quote-unquote disability to get away with bullshit. And fuck her. And fuck this fucking nigger bitch too. Just saying, but let's continue.
I'm saying, look at this. Like, we need a text. We need a write. And he just kept on talking and talking and talking.
Have a sit down on the curb.
The officer tells the girls he is investigating their mom. Okay. Dre says she was in the area near Decatur and Ann Road to get rent money back after moving out early. But the landlord called police.
Well, there you have it. I bet this nigger bitch is being fucking stupid, so the fucking landlord called the cops on her for being retarded. But no, nobody takes that into account, do they? Yeah, they start blaming other people just because the nigger's fucking crying and complaining. But it is what it is. That's okay, friends. This shit's gonna fall apart, and these fucking people are gonna get what they're gonna get. So you be strong, and don't let these fucking creeps get the better of you. Because remember, this war is fucking happening, and you need to get strong. Because when this shit fucking gets stopped, and then the U.S. loses, that's when hilarity begins. So beware, friends, and be strong. Goodbye.
Russian intelligence a couple days ago leaked the death toll for the U.S. and is not real in this whole Epstein war. They are reporting 1,200 casualties. That is where Korean and German and Chinese news outlets are getting their around 1,000 number. And here is what I found out and everything I know. So this is what Russian intelligence is saying. 6 Israeli generals dead. 32 Mossad agents dead. 78 Shin Bet operatives dead. 198 Air Force, U.S. Air Force dead. 462 U.S. soldiers dead. 11 of their nuclear scientists dead, and 423 Reserve Guard dead. Now, what Iran said that gave us that 560 number was specifically coming from the U.S. Abraham Lincoln being shot by their missiles. That's how many folks were on that ship. They've also shot multiple bases. There were 160 soldiers at a naval base in Bahrain that were confirmed dead by Iran. I don't know how much we should trust Iran, but it's lining up with Russian intelligence. We know it's more than 6, so don't trust U.S. media. But there was also a Kuwait naval base, U.S. naval base that was destroyed, and we have no numbers for casualties on that. There were 3 other U.S. facilities in Kuwait that were bombed. We have no numbers on that. And 3 U.S. and British oil tankers were bombed. No numbers on that. But all I know is it's a lot more than fucking 6. And this was from 3 days ago. It's probably been more since then. And it's probably closer to the 1,200 number. Just with eyeballs and normal brain thinking. And now it's looking like the U.S. is going to send in ground troops. And Iran is prepared for that. So the death toll's probably going to be a lot fucking higher real soon here. And our government's probably going to lie about it. And then they'll probably ban me again for talking about it. Anyways, I'm on my 4th account. You should follow me. And if you're looking for somewhere to put your frustration, I have a whole guide on what to do and how to respond to all this in my Substack. Please share with some friends.